गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम शरणं तिगे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम ओम विष्णुपाद डॉक्टर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज माय गुरुपाद पद्म एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। I will forget so one thing I am telling that very soon before Navadvip Parikrama coming we are going to establish a preaching center there. And from there we will do our Navadvip Dham Parikrama.
Shri Navadvip Parikrama ki
jay! So, we are trying to manage at least 10 acres, 12 acres land for that temple, Gaushala, printing, publishing department, Sankirtan hall,
rest house,
and other Brahmacharis house can be gradually developed as our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti Devananda Gaudiya Math. There are now something happened that we should be separated from Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. But we will follow all rules, regulations that our Gurudev has established. Our Guru Parampara has established. Something they were doing that I could not follow it. Vaishnava should be Vaishnava. But I saw that they are following sometimes like ISKCON, criticizing each other. So I told them, Dandot Pranati, I told that I will be with you, but I try to correct all these things. And also I saw that I have become old of 84, 85. I have managed about 50, 60 years. Now I cannot bear that all burden. I want to write and publish so many books like Swamiji that he has ordered in my Gurudev. And in whole world I will have to come and to support and nourish all. So time was somewhat not so much. So I decided, but it wants so much money. I know that among you, if small donation, even you can give personally. Oh, we are here seven, and tomorrow it may be eight. If 500 persons also, if he will donate something, we can take that land and very soon fencing and others to do samtal.
Leveling
and all will be done within Parikrama. Anyhow, I have promised and taken a vow that we must do Parikrama from that place. So I request you all that you must help. Sannyasi should also inspire others that they may join in this big services of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Guru. So I think that you will be happy to hear, and also you will try to help me in this service. One thing. It has been told that Bhakti Janamur Hai Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Bhakti Janamur Hai Sadhu Sangha. But I think in a refined way, refined language, we can tell that Bhakti Janamur Hai Gurudev. So, bhakti begins from Guru Tattva. Anyone may be in Krishna consciousness for 100,000 years, but no Guru, no deployment. Some things that, no harm, we are in school, we are chanting, remembering, reading all the books, distributing books, following all these things. So, I am senior than others and result will come. But really this is not right. It is wrong, totally wrong. Without Guru, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself Bhagavan, Nityananda Prabhu, himself Baladev, they too, Baladev Prabhu Akhanda Tattva, but when he descended to this world, what became? He had to accept Guru, and he accepted Guru. Not only worldly Shiksha Guru and transcendental Guru, both they accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too, Iswar Puripad Riyal Harinam Diksha Guru and Keshav Bharati Sanyas Guru, Ramchandra, Vasishtha, Krishna, Bhaguri, and Gargacharya, both. So, don't hesitate. Those who have not done Guru, they should try to search a qualified, bona fide Guru and take his shelter. Otherwise, Krishna will not be angry with you. And thus try to follow bhakti principles. If they have not accepted Guru, they cannot really understand the value and process of Hera Panchami. Today is Hera Panchami. So I told all these things. In Hera Panchami, Kilkinchit Bhav, Hav, Bhav, Kilkinchit, and so many Hav, Dhira, Adhira, Sama, Laghu, Uttam, Madhyam, Pragalpha. Who will understand all these things? Those who have not accepted Guru, they cannot realize all these things. They will what gather? They will gather lust, and after some time they will fall down, they will be ruined. Also, I warn you all, don't discuss all these things in general public. I know those who were doing Always so high class, sakhi mode only, and preaching. They could not digest. And what became of them? Oh, they are attacked by lust and all other things. What they can do? So don't discuss all these things in general meeting and to those who are not qualified to them. Again and again I am telling you, you can discuss among very rare persons and go on doing practicing, but don't disclose to so many. Only Shiksha Guru and the Vaishnav, those who are superior and they are qualified only to them. Otherwise, who will follow the principles of Hera Panchami, Kilkinchit and all? If they will remember by mind, even they will be attacked with what? Lust and all other things. So before discussing all these things, I told two words to understand. Try to understand, not by intelligence, but by heart. Surrendering to in the lotus feet of Guru, Shiksha Guru, and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanam Darup Goswami, like that. Always bitterly weep and cry and tell, O Sarup Damodar, O Raya Ramananda Prabhu, O Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, O Sanatana Goswami, like Kabirar and others. Read. Then this may come in your heart. Now, Aranya Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Sarup Damodar that before I have heard something about the man of Satyabhama, about the man of some gopis, but I never heard that if any anyone has man and he becomes so angry and with his army and opulence, she attacks her most beloved. I have never seen. Why this is so? So, tell something about that. First king told to Kashi Mishra, beginning from here, we will partly speak.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chakshur Unmulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words about the Hera Panchami festival. Hera means to see, and Panchami means the fifth day of the moon. So on this day, Lakshmi Devi, she comes from the temple of Nilachal, Srimandir, and goes towards Sundarachal. Why? Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad explained, on the day before, Prataparudra Maharaj called Kashi Mishra, the head of the Srimandir, and told him, tomorrow is Hera Panchami, so I want to celebrate this festival in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be not only pleased, but also astonished. You should take all the flags, all the festoons, all the silk tapestries and many types of decorations. And you should take a palanquin, and keeping Lakshmi Devi there on the palanquin, make a grand procession with singers and dancers and many, many maid servants of Lakshmi Devi carrying containers of tambul and water, pitchers of water upon their heads. And with a grand procession, go from Nilachal, that is Shimandir, to Sundarachal. Also, you should arrange Mahaprasadam, twice as much as you arrange for Ratyatra. It should be even bigger than the Ratyatra festival. So then, Kashi Mishra Prabhu, he made all the arrangements. And the next morning, some seats were kept for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Roy Ramananda, and other associates, and they sat down to observe this grand festival. So they saw that Lakshmi Devi, with her maidservants, came to Sundarachal, and the maidservants of Lakshmi Devi, they arrested the servants of Lord Jagannath and began to beat them with flowers and forced them to fall down at the feet of Lakshmi Devi as they abused them with unkind words, unkind language. Upon hearing this, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered their faces and began to laugh. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to speak with Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. He had some questions. He wanted to have the answer to some very confidential questions. First of all, he wanted to know, why is it that Jagannath Dev has come from the Shri Mandir and gone to Sundarachal, but he did not take Lakshmi Devi with him? He told Lakshmi Devi, now I am going and tomorrow I will return. But tomorrow came, the next day came, and still there was no sign of Jagannath Dev. So Lakshmi Devi has become angry and she set out from there to look for him and teach him a good lesson. She is very angry and surrounded by all her opulences. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is posing the question, why did Jagannath Dev go without her to Sundarachal? So Swarup Damodar Goswami explained. Actually, Lakshmi Devi, she is not qualified to take part in the Krishna's Lila Vilas in Vrindavan.
Krishna by this, you can imagine how high is the mood of gopis. That where they are, Lakshmi even cannot go there. The Lakshmi of Narayan even. If Lakshmi cannot go, then how you all, and especially males, how they can go? This is was the question.
So, Swarup Damodar Goswami answered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, why did Krishna not take Lakshmi Devi? The answer is, because
he took with him Baldev Subhadra, but never Lakshmi. Why he takes? Why he took Baldev Subhadra, but not Lakshmi?
So, Jagannath Dev, he took Baldev and Subhadra. This is only his pretext, his cover story. This is so that she will not become angry or suspect anything. He has taken them. But actually, they will also not be able to take part in the very sweet pastimes of Krishna with gopis of Vrindavan.
Krishna is very tricky.
So this was his cover story. So Krishna, he went there to Sundarachal. Because the pastimes there, Lila Vilas there.
Here, tell what is Sundarachal, what is Nilachal.
I have told?
Yes. Nilachal is Jagannath Puri temple. And here, Sundarachal Gundicha. What is the significance? Nilachal significance is Vaikuntha, or we can say Dwarka. Yes. And Sundarachal Gundicha, the significance of this place, it is according to the mood of this pastime, like Vrindavan.
Yes.
So, the pastimes of Vrindavan, of Krishna with the gopis, they are the pastimes of Mahabhav, Rudra Mahabhav, Adhi Rudra Mahabhav, Modan, Mohan, Madanakya Mahabhav. Lakshmi Devi, she has no such frame, and therefore, she is thoroughly...
What he had? What she had? What?
Lakshmi Devi, she's...
Aishwarya Prem.
Yes. Aishwarya
Prem.
Aishwarya Prem. Her mood is mixed with...
No sneha. No...
Man.
Man. No... Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahab. Even Malli, Prem, but that Prem as Swadhyamai.
But he ain't no man, she's coming with all opulence, but not man. Abbas, right?
Abbas, like.
So, Lakshmi Devi, she has no Mahabhav. Even Sneha, in other words, Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. This, she has Prem, but this love is mixed with opulence, knowledge of the Supreme Lord's opulence. But gopis, they have Kevalam or Durjamayi Prem, Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. So only they are qualified. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had another question, and he put it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, if there is no fault in Krishna going to Sundarachal, if there's no fault in this, then why is Lakshmi Devi so angry? Why is she becoming so upset? So then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he explained that if there is hero and heroine, and the heroine detects in her hero just lesha, just a slight trace of udasin bhav, neutrality, some indifference, even a very small particle of neglect is there on the part of the hero, then it is the nature of the heroine to go into a sulky mood. This is called man, sulky mood. Dampatya bhava ekatra satura pyanuraktayor sobista slesha vikshadi nirodi man uchite. This is the definition of man. The sulky mood in which, even though hero and heroine, they may be together, they may be attached to each other, they may want to embrace, they want to just look at each other, but they cannot do anything. Because some emotion is checking them. This is called man. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Swarup Damodar Goswami, can you explain to me about the different varieties of man? Different varieties of sulky moods in heroines. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami explained that the different varieties of man depend on different varieties of heroines, naikas. Who are they? Mukta, Madhya, Pragalba, Prakara, Mridvi, Samyam, Madhyam, Kanishta, Uttam, Parakya Nayaka, Swakya Nayaka, Kanya. In this way, it comes up to 360 types of Nayaka. And each type has some man, but in a different way. Those who are Mugdha, they are somewhat younger. They are in the stage of Navayovana, newly entered into their youthfulness. They are inexperienced, and they are very gullible and easily cheated. If they are cheated by their beloved, what will they do? They will just weep and weep and not say anything. And if their beloved will speak sweet words to them, at once they give up their sulky mood and become happy. So they are very naive, bewildered, mugdha. And on the other end of the scale, pragalba. Those are very impudent. They are not navayovanam, they are in purnayovanam. Their youth is mature, they are experienced, gambhir, very deep. If their beloved will do something wrong, then they will rebuke him with harsh words. They will take a lotus flower and hit him. They can bind him with a garland of flowers even. So, and those who are madhya, they're in the middle. Those who are in the middle, their mood is a mixture of mugdha and mixture of pragalba. It means that when their beloved who has committed some offense will come, then tears will come, like the mugdha naika. They will weep, but at the same time, they will speak very crooked words of criticism towards their beloved. So because this mood is mixture of mugdha and pragalba, it is extremely sweet. And Srimati Radhika herself, she is of this variety, Madhya Nayika. So Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami began to explain these things. And he began to glorify Srimati Radhika. He explained that when Radhika meets with Krishna, at once her entire Shivigraha, her transcendental Swarup, becomes covered with so many beautiful ornaments, Bhav Alankar. They're ornaments of her transcendental emotion. Asta Satvik Bhav, trembling, tears, perspiration, choking of the voice, becoming stunned. These are 8 Satvik Bhavs. And also Vinsati Bhav Alankar, 20 types of ecstatic emotional ornaments. have Bhav, Hela, Dipti, Kanti, Shobha, Madhurya, Audarya, Darya, Vilas, Vichiti, Vibram, Vivok, Kuchumita, Murtayita, Kila Kinchit, Chakita, and others. So, these transcendental emotions are very attractive to Krishna. So Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, he began to give some examples. He explained that once Srimati Radhika was picking flowers and Krishna came there and began to arrest her. Stop, thief! You are stealing flowers in my Vrindavan. And he went to catch her in the presence of her friends. At that time, how does Radhika feel? Garva Abhilasa Rudita Smita Suya Baya Kudam Karanam Sankari Karanam Harsham Uchite Kila Kinchitam. Radhika manifests Kila Kinchit Bhav. Eight moods or seven moods on the foundation, on the basis of jubilation. Garva, she becomes very proud. Abhilas, her heart is overwhelmed with ambition. Rudita, dry crying. Not crying, but dry. Rudita. Hasya, she's smiling. At the same time, she shows some hostility towards Krishna. And she becomes angry. And she backs away from him. She withers away from him. And she's overwhelmed with jubilation. All these emotions mixed together at the same time. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, when Krishna sees this Kila Kinchit Bhav manifest upon the beautiful face of Radhika, he becomes so overwhelmed with joy. It gives even more pleasure than direct meeting with her. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing all of these things from Swarup Damodar, he was very pleased. But just then, Srivas Thakur, he was present in that assembly. And he was not so impressed with this discussion about the Mahabhav of gopis. He said, who are these gopis? What do? They go in the forest, they collect flowers, they milk cows, they're ordinary coward girls. But my Lakshmi Devi, my goddess of fortune, she's so great. She rides upon a palanquin. She's surrounded by many, many maidservants. So she is so wonderful. And then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Why we are discussing all these things? Why a guru discuss all these things? If not discussing here, not practicing here, practically, then if you will go to Vrindavan, what will you do? Understand? If directly we will go to Vrindavan, as a gopi, what will you do there? So first training. So this is like a training.
Training center.
Training center, this Harikatha, Guru gives this, qualified Guru, that if you are chanting only Hare Krishna, not all these trainings, then what will come? It will take millions of births. But by these trainings, gradually, it will come in Manasi Seva. And gradually from Manasi Seva you will serve Krishna here. And then after Siddhi, matured stage, you can go to Vrindavan. Where Vrindavan? Prakat Vrindavan. And in the last, in Golok Vrindavan. These are some things. Now sit down. What told Srivas about Vaikuntha and about Lakshmi Devi? How opulence is he? You. What was the person of Srivas?
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Juna Shalakaya Chakshuru Namilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So Srila Srivas Thakur, because actually who is Srivas Thakur? He is an incarnation of Narad Muni. And
oh, which Narad? There are so many Narad. You know?
Yes.
There are so many Narad.
Narada Vaikuntha, Narada.
And Vrindavan Narada, you know? Narada.
Madhumangala expansion.
And Aprakat Vrindavan. There are so many Narada, so many Krishna, so many nuns, so many Narada. Vrindavaniya Narada, or cannot be Srinivas. Never. So I told you to know these facts. If Narada is Srinivas, then how Narada can go to and be a Naradiya Gopi? Naradiya Gopi, you know?
Yes.
How he can? He went to Gokul, he went to Raval, he discovered the birth of Radhika. How it can?
But isn't Narada both?
Huh?
Isn't Narada, Srivas Pandit, isn't he both Narada? Both Naradiya from Vrindavan and also?
Something is like that.
Yeah.
But here is Vaikunthiya Srivas Narada. Yeah.
So
many things are to know.
So, Narada Muni, in this
Narada
case...
Narada Muni in Vrindavan, like Madhumangal.
Madhumangal.
Always Madhumangal.
So, Srivas Thakur is absorbed in the mood of Narada, who is the servant of Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. And Narada Muni and Srivas Thakur, in that mood, his Ishtadeva is Lakshmi Narayan. So naturally, he is glorifying the position of his Ishtadev. So in this case, Srivas Thakur is telling the glories of Lakshmi Devi that my Lakshmi Devi, she is so very opulent, full of millions and millions of inconceivable opulences. And she wants that her husband, Lord Narayan, that Jagannath Dev, that how he can possibly leave this great opulence and this great loving devotion that I am giving in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka. I am so much devoted, and all of the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha region, they are so much devoted, but their mood is in the mood of Aishwarya, great opulence and great awe and reverence, conceiving of their husband as being Lord Narayan, as being the most supreme opulent personality of Godhead, Sad Aishwarya Purana Bhagavan, full of six opulences unlimitedly. And his abode and all of his glorious transcendental planetary systems, they're full of inconceivable unlimited opulence. So now Lakshmi Devi has come to search after her husband, and she's become very upset because her husband has left her abode and now he is...
Why she was angry to Jagannath? What was the reason?
Because Jagannath told that he was going to go for a few days, that he wanted some change of atmosphere, and now he has left, and he told to her that he is going to go on some excursion to become refreshed. But after 5 days, now no sign.
Not the reason of anger. Can you? Anyone?
Go for it, Baba.
Keno? Krotha keno?
Why? She thinks that Krishna may come in, trap of gopis, and never return.
You? Same. No, the reason was, the hidden reason was this, that Vaikuntha is a place of
opulence.
So many dasi and jewels,
pearls,
and so many things. Why he went to the place where there is no jewel,
no
opulence,
no servants,
no others? Why he went? A man really wants some opulence. dhan, sampatti and all other things. But this person, I'm so beautiful, more than gopis and others, thinking herself, whether she's not or, but thinking. And so many das, dasi, more had jewels and all decorated with all these things. And he left, and palatial building here, he left, and he went in the hearts of the gopis and Nanda Baba. Why he? So this was the reason. You should minutely read and then you can. And from external, or oh, that reason. Why he went, told to go for 5 days or to meet.
He told only I will come
one day. One day and I will return back. But he could not return. But main reason, why he was attracted to Vrindavan? What was the reason that attraction? But he never knew that the attraction was Mahabhava. Never seen. Lakshmi has only Aishwarya Prem, and they have Adhirul, Madanak, and all other Bhava. To taste all these things, Krishna left Nilachal and went to Sundarachal. Then, Sarup Damodar replied, yeah. When Srivas Pandit told all these things,
Sya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yin Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo. Srila Gurudev ordered me to give some words of Sri Sarup Damodar's reply when Srivas Pandit challenged that why should Jagannath go to a place that only has some gunja beads, gunja berries and some flowers and some twigs, dry twigs. Why should he leave the glory of my Lakshmi's opulence, where he had golden thrones and golden shoes? Before I answer that, I'd like to say something that Srila Gurudev said a few years ago regarding Lakshmiji's, why she's angry. Srila Gurudev said, my mother, speaking about himself, my mother used to offer me sweets, and when I wouldn't want to take the sweets and I would want something else, she would give me a slap. Because why shouldn't he take the better thing? So similarly, Lakshmi is thinking, why shouldn't he take the better thing? So for his benefit, thinking it's for Lord Jagannath's benefit. So Sarup Damodar replied that, O Srivas, you have no idea of the opulence of the gopis. Although the gopis seem to be just milking cows, that milk fulfills all desires. The cows in Vrindavan are Kamadeva cows. That is, the milk supplies all desires possible. Desires of the earth, Swarga, liberation, Dwarka, beyond Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, all possible desires are fulfilled. And yet, they have, the residents of Vrindavan, and especially the gopis, have no desire of their own. Their only desire is to satisfy Krishna. And with that milk, they'll make sweets like revery for Krishna, with no personal desire. And although the land of Vrindavan is made of Chintamani, that is, one Chintamani, it's greater than billions and billions of touchstones. A touchstone, if you touch iron to it, it will turn into gold. But a Chintamani can create unlimited touchstones and unlimited Chintamanis and still remain as powerful. So all the land in Vrindavan is made of Chintamani. But the gopis aren't interested in the opulence of Chintamani. They take those Chintamani stones and they make ankle bells. Not because they're opulent, but because the jingling sound the sweetness attracts Krishna for dancing with them. And the flowers, the flowering trees of Vrindavan, can produce millions of pearls and diamonds, much more opulent than the diamonds of Dwarka. If Krishna is in Dwarka or Vaikuntha and he wears very hard diamonds, they don't smell very nice, there's no beautiful fragrance, and they're very hard. So when there's dancing and embracing, it's not so comfortable. But the flowers in Vrindavan are very soft and sweet, and yet millions of times more opulent than all of Vaikuntha and all of Dwarka. So Sri Swarup Damodara is replying in this way, that, O Srivas, you have no idea about the opulence in Vrindavan.
Thank you. So, begin from Shraddha. Shraddha, then again Sadhu Sangha, process Bhakti, Guru Karan, Guru Seva, and after that Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nibritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. First practice all these things, and then try to understand all these things. Serving your Guru Dev Shiksha Guru. Then, for this, association is needed. So, we are discussing about Sadhu Sangha. Yesterday I told that Mahadev, Mahabhagavat Mahadev, has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Khanarde na pitulaye na swargam na punagho bhagavat sanghi sanghasya martanam kim tadusha. Bhagavat bhakta sangha, the sangha of associates of Krishna Mahaprabhu, is very rare. Very rare. It cannot be compared with Swarga, Vaikuntha, or even Mathura and Dwarka. It can give what? Golok, Braja, Prem. Swarga cannot give. Other looks of Shankar Mahadev or Bhur Bhuva Swaha Mahajana Tapa, they cannot give. So what to tell of worldly kingdom and position? They cannot be compared. But we see the history. What? Maharaj Santanu, the father of Bhisham Pitama, Vishwamitra, he became Brahma Rishi, Rajarshi. Himself Narad, they cannot overcome the influence of Maya. They were attracted in Maya, illusory Maya. So we will have to be always careful. So here he is telling Bhagavat Sanghi Sangharsha Martanam Kimutasi Saha. This Bhagavat Sadhu Sangha is so rare that your associates, I mean your men Krishna, associates,
Charan Dhuli, the dust, lotus dust of their lotus feet, like Radha Maharaj has told, other has told. Kya jo abhishek? If you are not taking bath in the lotus dust of Vaishnava, you cannot overcome the Maya influence and you cannot have pure bhakti. Or the meaning aghasu, ghatakare angri jugal me chinhe susohi. Bhakte, mukhabegalit, aghasu, ghatakare angri means Krishna. Krishna, lotus feet. Always decorated by that. अपना जशकीर्ति ये अवगाहन और तीर्थ और गंगा जले स्नान those who are in association of so high class of Vaishnava, they are always taking bath in Ganges and ocean and all kinds of tirth. Nothing is left. Or even Ganga or Sanatana Goswami is explaining. Gopika Digar Jal Aharan Sambandhi Jamuna Ghate Snan Kariya. Or by the influence of the Bhakta Sangha, a person, a devotee, really, he can go where? To take bath in the same ghat, bathing ghat, where gopis and Krishna used to meet. Gopikas have gone to bring water, fresh water from Jamuna. And Krishna anyhow is there and he is helping them.
Put the pots on their
heads. And in this so many rasamayi lila, pastimes are going on. That person who will associate with Vaishnavas like this, Rashi, then he will also be among the gopis and he will go there. So how rare this association of these bhakts. And then there, that ghat, they will take internally, externally, two kinds of bath. Externally means, or taking bath in water. And internally means with mood, all kinds of mood will come. But if in sadhu sangha, now come with me in the form of gopis and come to Vrindavan. And we should go to Keshi Tirtha, where gopis and Krishna meet with a feature. And going there, you should take bath internally and externally. Water, feature full of water, and heart full of rasa. Both. Man, now return back and wish that again I should go. If you will associate with these bhakts, giving up all the things, all worldly desires, anartha, aparadha, and all these things, then surely Krishna will be very, what, merciful to us. Sadhu Sangha will be. I think that Vaishnavas are more merciful than Krishna. The mercy of Krishna is Vaishnava. So don't think very simple thingy, Vaishnava Sangha. What you are hearing in whole world, in Swarga, even you cannot hear all these things. So I think you are all very lucky to be here. Again he is telling, Sanatana Goswami giving exams. Rahu ganai tat tapasana jati na cha ijya nirvapanat grihatava na chandasa naiva jalagni surjai bina mahatpadar jovishekam. Rahu ganai. Who is telling? Nardrishi.
Jadabharati.
But actually, perhaps Nardrishi. Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was about to achieve the stage of Rati, Bhavavastha. But even from there, he was derailed. So be very careful. You have not attended Rati. I think no asakti, no even ruchi, no anartha nivritti even. So don't you
jump.
Don't jump. Begin from beginning. Tarau ganai nat tat tapasana jati na jaitya nirvapna. Very important this slogan. He Rahugan, O King Rahugan. He wanted to go to the Kapilasram to have Tattva Gyan. But in the midday, his palfin takers, carriers, one of them became sick. And then Bharat was taken forcibly. But the palanquin was
rocking,
shaking.
Shaking. Then king very angry. Why you are doing so nonsense? I will punish you. And then he was silent. And in the last, very humbly, he replied something. And that Rahu Ganai, O Rahugan King, Jnanam Vishuddham iti purva sloke paramam Vishuddha tattva jnani paramarthiksa. He is telling, tapasa na jati. What? Na jati? Jnanam Vishuddham, Vishuddha jnana. Jnana are of many kinds. Worldly knowledge, science, worldly science, all defective, all tattva gyan, aham gyan, Krishna tattva gyan, and after that sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, these are also vishuddha gyan. Up till mahabhav or madanakya modanakya bhav, all are Vishuddha Jnana. Here, Bharat Maharaj is not touching all, but he explained in such a manner that we can take up to that place. Mode of Adirudha and Mahabhava and all of that, we can take. Mukta Pragrah Vritti. Sanatana Goswami, everywhere, he has used Mukta Pragrah Vritti. Bhakti. What is the meaning of bhakti? Shraman Kirtan beginning, Shraddha, and up to Madanakya Bhava. Bhakti. All are bhakti. The mood of Saradhika is bhakti. But because bhakti is incarnation of Saradhika's mood.
So, what has been told in last slok? Purva slok means?
Previous
slok. Here. That is 5 canto, 12 adhyay, and this is 13, so 12, in 12 slok. That what has been told, this is Vishuddha Gyan. And that is Paramarthik Satya. Satya means
true.
What is? And that is why it is told in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter. Vadanti Tattva Astri. Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabda. And it covers whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Whole Srimad Bhagavat will come in explanation of this important issue, very important. Prabhupada did it in 1 month, not completed. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam. There is also an important slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. It covers whole Srimad Bhagavatam. In 19th chapter, 10th.
Jayati
Jananivaso Devake Janma Bhado Yadubara Parishat Swayad Dorbhirasana Dharman Tricharapariji Nagna Susmiti Simukhena Vajapur Banitanam Bhardayan Kaamde. All Srimad Bhagavatam canto all comes. Those who are rasik, they can realize taste. The name of this Vishuddha Satya, Vishuddha Gyan, is Bhagavat Gyan, Bhagavat Tattva Gyan. Arthat, that is the knowing this Tattva, Pandit, mane knowing. They tell this Gyan Vasudeva. The name of that Vishuddha Tattva Gyan is Vasudeva. Krishna himself, Vasudeva.
Sattam
Vishuddham Vasudeva. Sattam Vishuddham. This is the Gyan, really. A Vasudeva Nandan Rup Bhagavat Sangyat Parabrahma. Sangha, tapa adi dvara keha prapt hoite parena. Anyone cannot have the association of this Krishna, cannot take the darshan of Krishna by tapa. Tapa means?
Austerity.
Austerity. By covered with fire in water, by not taking anything, even water and air, even stop, like Hiranyakaspu did. They cannot. How they can? Oh, what we discovered before, we explained before. Oh, mood of that. By sadhu sangha, it comes in heart. By rush comes, by manasi seva, what we are serving here, Gurudev is giving training. And by that, in Prakat Lila, and then. If there is no difference between Prakat Lila and Aprakat Lila, then why we want Aprakat Lila? Why? Understand my question? If there is no difference between Prakat Braja and Aprakat Braja, same thing. But why you want? What is it? Anyone?
Prakat or Aprakat, though there is no difference in the vision of Mukta Mahapurusha, who is
the... Give him.
Hare Krishna. So, Gurudev has raised one question Then if there is no difference between prakat lila and aprakat lila, so why we are so eager to go aprakat lila, not to be in prakat lila? Our previous acharyas has explained, in the vision of eternal associates, there is no difference prakat lila and aprakat lila. In prakat lila, there is some vyavadhan, means obstacle for continuous darshan.
Yeah.
And only when Jogmaya mercifully connect this, then someone can see. But in aprakat pastimes, you can always see Krishna, there is no influence of Maya. Though in aprakat lila, in Bhoma Vrindavan, only unless until you are not perfect, not Mukta Mahapurush, you could not see these pastimes of Krishna. But in there is no obstacle. You can see Krishna always. And you will be always happy here. Sometime you want or not, you bound to be affected by material energy. Though they could not make you harm, but the obstacle will come for darshan and service. Yes. And there, no obstacle, because there is no influence of material energy. Only everything influenced by Jogmaya, and Jogmaya arranging everything. So, all devotees, after sadhan, they want to be in a aprakat lila, they don't want to come back. There is no obstacle of darshan and service, but here is, you want or not, obstacle must
here be lila there. Can be disappeared. And then yes. What?
Only
they'll
one,
have to
only
have
once, a day, once a day of Brahma.
And they are not like so.
Only once a day of Brahma, the lila manifests here. And you disappeared after some time, but there are no disappearance of past time, no separation like this material world or home of Vrindavan.
Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna.
Very good. Gurapamu na bhujyamayin.
Vipralamba is still there?
Vipralamba is still there. Separation is still there in Aprakat.
In Aprakat?
But there are difference between Vipralamba of Golok Vrindavan and here. Here Krishna only goes to
cowherding.
There. And here, oh.
So there is the pravas.
Yeah. Are mic to the mic.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So there is some announcement.
Are Abhi Kirtan ek to vaj.
Apare
aar 15 minute bole.
Apni do bino. Kishuka paiya narottam das keno nagelo mori
I become overjoyed. How deep meanings? Vishuddha Gyan means Vasudev Nandan. Here Vasudev Nandan, Ashtavasu who became
Nandava.
The Nandanandan, Murubhad Yasodhananda. Oh, this is Vishuddha Tattva. Vishuddha Tattva Gyan. I think that no one has explained like this anywhere in any explanation. There are hundreds and thousands of explanations of Srimad Bhagavatam, but none has explained. We are very proud of him that we are coming in his life. So, we cannot attain the bhakti of Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Gopijana Vallabha, by tapa. What do you mean by tapa?
Austerity. Standing in cold water in winter.
Here tapa means Sanatana Goswami, Swadharma Acharana. Varnasam dharma acharam, varna yunga asanam. Manere ekagrata, the ekagrata means one pointed of the mind and heart. To become one pointed is very rare.
Difficult.
But you will have to be, if you want to be a bhakta of Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Gopijanva, you will have to be like that. Only this will do. Sanatana Goswami will explain more of her. Ijya, Vedic karma. Oh, swaha, this Vedic karma. Nirvapam. That is sannyas, renounce order. Griha, tanmit mrittikayan upakaran sangraha upadi grihasudharma. Sanyas, naham vipro nachanarpati napi vaisyo na sudra. Naham varni nachagrihapatar no banastho buvaja tiruva. Poddhan nikhit. Gopi bhartu padakamalyo das dasan dasaha.
And we should more add das dasan dasan dasa dasan dasa tad dasan daso daso. Not only by words, by heart. Chanda, by Vedabhyas. Jalagni, Varun, the worship of Varun, the worship of sun, the worship of Agni. Ananya Adhikarik Devatar, Aradhana, all these are tapa. Aishaklet Dvara Basudevatar. By all these tapasya, we cannot have the darshan or the service of Krishna. With Haradika, very, very rare. Asambhav. Asambhav means?
Impossible.
Impossible. I want to make impossible possible. For that reason, I have come to help you. What is impossible in dictionary? Of karmi, jnani, tapasvi.
A fool's dictionary.
Huh?
A fool's dictionary.
Word in a fool's dictionary.
So, I have come to help you for this. Don't
hopeless.
Be hopeless and don't lose your time. Athava, or like shobhari in water. Like others, jal pravesh, agni pravesh kar devu. If you are entering in water or fire, oh, you cannot have the darshan of Nandanandan. Athva, or surjamandal bhed kar levu, tahake prav. If you will
enter in surjamandal,
and cross, oh, no Nandanandan. ओ जतखन पर्यंत मत सेवा सकले रजो भी सीखना है टिल यू आर नॉट टेकिंग बाथ इन द लोटस डस्ट ऑफ वैष्णवास ओ बाय दिस ऑल मींस दैट हैज बीन टोल्ड यू कैन नॉट हैव द सर्विस ऑफ नंदनंदन यशोदा नंदन और गोपीजन प्राण वल्लभ नेवर नेवर And if there is the mercy of Vaishnava association, then by all these means you can have. Understand what I told? These means are only successful. If they are all maintained in the guidance of pure Rasi Tattagya Vaishnava. You can have by tapasya. Like we do tapasya, ekadasi, not taking anything, no grain, no water, nothing in ekadasi. But we take. But our real is that we are in association of Rupa Sanatana line. That is more important. Taking or not taking something is not a After 80 years age, a man can acquire all these things. And they can take everything, bread, butter, and everything they can. But usually they don't do.
5 years from 80.
Now I'm Paramahansa. I have crossed 80. So I can take grain even in Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, nothing, no harm. But I will not. Maybe I will not. I will follow all these things. Because Krishna has given me strength and life. Why should I? I should practice bhakti yoga. What is the meaning? Mahatsakler Upadesh. Anugrah Vyati. The meaning is that purpose is that without the mercy of Mahapurush, tapasya By astartes we cannot, by all means, we cannot attain the surface of Krishna. And if there is the mercy of these Mahapurus, then by austerities and by all other things, by taking, we take bath 3 times, some 1 time, some 2 times, no harm. By this we can do. What you are doing, okay, but be one pointed and be always in sadhu sangha. But what is the meaning of sadhu sangha? To be with body is not sadhu sangha. Sangaman, to follow. If you are with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and following like Kala Krishna, what? Their name ki chilo.
Bhattathari.
Being with Mahaprabhu, following with Bhattathari, then you are not Kala Krishna Das. Not following with Mahaprabhu. So try to follow.